The Shepherd's Dance from the opera Amahl and the Night Visitors by Giancarlo Menotti in a performance here by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra conducted by Andrew Schenck. And heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show is your connection to local performances. And on this portion of the program, we're going to be highlighting the University of Illinois Opera Studio, who is given a couple of performances this week of two different short operas. Amahl and the Night Visitors is one of them, and Puccini's Suor Angelica, or Sister Angelica, is the other. Performances are Tuesday and Wednesday, tomorrow and Wednesday, at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in the Caldwell Playhouse, both performances starting at 7:30, and both operas performed on both occasions. We have a number of the singers involved in those two pieces with us to give us some short previews. But also we have the co-directors of the U of I Opera Program's Opera Studio, who are both also members of the Voice faculty, Ricardo Herrera and Don Harris. Thank you both for making return appearances on Live and Local.
It's good to be back.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the Opera Studio, My brief preamble to that is that I was still calling it Opera Workshop, which is a former name, but I don't know how long ago that it's been former.
We've been doing it for 7 years, and I think the Opera Studio title came a year before that or 2 years before that. It's basically a class where we have students learn repertoire in opera and musical theater, and we help them learn the roles, help them stage the program, the performance, and also we focus a lot on the acting part of the staging, of the performing. We give them a lot of improv games, and we meet twice a week where they exercise the acting part, and then we split into coaching sessions where we actually teach them the music, and then eventually we put like a little mini production schedule where we stage it, and then finally we perform the pieces or piece that we're producing that semester at the end of that semester in the Caldwell Playhouse.
And so that's the occasion for tomorrow and Wednesday.
For tomorrow and Wednesday, yes.
How many of what percentage of the students who are in the opera program, in the voice program, which might be two different things, I'm not sure about that, it actually come through the opera studio?
We generally have anywhere between 18 to 25 students in the class every semester. So I don't know. I think that's maybe 25% of our students each semester. Hopefully they will all take the class, like in their undergraduate years, and at least once in their graduate program.
Well, that's part of what I wondered, if it's something that's required of all voice students, or at least anybody who's going to be, who wants to be on the stage.
It's not required in their degree, but we really encourage it because that's when they really practice being on stage before going into a more professional setting like the operas that we have here, where, for example, Falstaff or A Paradise Is Lost, where you actually, the public come and they pay an entrance fee for the show. In class, it's a free entrance. It's really, like you said before, it's a workshop. But that's a good opportunity for them just to be in a semi-professional setting, even though it's not professional, but they already feel the, you know, the environment of the audience coming to see them and being on a stage.
Phyllis Klein, who's involved with the, I actually forget what the IOTE, Illinois Opera Theater Enthusiasts.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Because the U of I Opera Program used to be called Illinois Opera Theater, and that changed. That name got changed some time ago. She made a comment that part of the reason for changing it from opera, changing the name from Opera Workshop to Opera Studio, is that it's more of a full production than perhaps it used to be.
Well, thanks to Phyllis Klein and IOTE, as we call it, this semester in particular, with their generous donations, we both will have full costumes, which we've never been able to afford before. And, you know, some extra scenery and lighting, so it's great. And, you know, I was going to say the nature of our class is a lot of improv because, for instance, in Ricardo's Amal, he's got like a door, just a freestanding door in the middle of the space. So you have to use your imagination that that is a house. So our students, you know, get to use their improv skills because we don't have full sets. And I think it really helps them grow and create and be free.
Yeah, because we don't want them to depend. An artist does not really depend on the props and the scenery. I mean, you have to depend on your own creativity. And if the props are great and the scenery is great, well, even better. But if there's nothing, you still have to have a good performance, and it comes from within you.
Okay, so we have a couple of professors here talking about you all and the experience you're supposed to be getting out of it. Let's find out if it's working, at least from a attitude point of view anyway. Samantha Resser is playing the role of the mother in Amal and the Night Visitors. Are you in? Well, okay, let me ask for a definition before I continue with that. I referred to both voice students and opera students. Are they necessarily the same thing at the University of Illinois?
No. Mm-hmm. No, they're not.
So someone who is a voice student, a voice major, I should say, is not necessarily going to be involved in the operas?
Correct. Some of them are just focusing on the choral part of singing. So they become teachers in choral education, but they might never, ever be involved in the opera productions, and that's totally fine.
But it's safe to assume that everybody who's coming through Opera Studio probably will or will want to be involved in the main stage operas
at
the school.
Yes, and at least they have the desire for it, and that's what we want to provide that. It's open for anybody in the School of Music. And in this case, for example, for Samantha, she's a music education major, and she has this love and passion for opera, so of course she's welcome.
All right, so Samantha, then I got a little bit of background on you. Music education, are you an undergraduate then?
Yes, I'm a senior undergraduate in choral music education, and I'm hoping to pursue a master's in voice performance.
So what's been your opera experience before the studio?
Honestly, my experience in a stage setting before Opera Studio was chorus in like musical theater productions, but I'd never been exposed to an opera studio class in the context of acting and improvisation. And this was my first, Opera Studio was my first introduction into the program. So it really helped me to not only just with improvisation, which is something you need as a performer, but it also helped me to like listen to my fellow actors on stage and to react to what they are singing or saying, because a lot about acting in a full production stage, regardless of whether it's opera or musical theaters, that you need to be able to connect with your fellow singers and react to what they are saying to you. And this class really helped me to really engage in that. So
how do those improv games help you dealing with that door in on stage? Or the imaginary door?
The improv games, like, it really helps me in terms of at the beginning of the opera, I'm supposed to be cleaning the house while my son is playing outside, playing on the flute, and I'm trying to imagine, like, the improv games have helped me to kind of visualize, like, oh, this house has walls. Maybe there's a window that's not physically there, but there's a window that I can see through, or maybe I can dust a bench here, or like light fire here. But I've got to be able to. It's difficult for a singer to like connect with a. You have to be able to see your stage environment. You have to be able to see and interact with your environment, like interact with a house that you see. And these improv games have really helped me with that.
Good. Well, you made reference to your son here, who bears a remarkable resemblance to Professor Herrera, who's in the room also. This is, in fact, your son, I gather.
Yes.
Mariano. And you are an opera veteran. Because I have seen either you and or your name on various opera programs at the U of I for a while now. Were you involved in Falstaff, which was just done recently?
I was in.
And is this something that where your dad just shoves you on stage and says, go out and do this thing? Or do you have this idea at what age? How old are you?
Well, I started acting at like age 4.
And you're what now? You're how old now?
I'm 11 now. And I was in The Nutcracker. That was my very first debut, I guess. And, well, to get into, like, operas and musicals at Cranert, my dad kind of looks for places where I can go in or openings. And then I guess I'm kind of invited to go there because they've seen me before in other performances.
So even though your dad gave you the sort of enabled the opportunities, let's say, initially, now that you've been on stage, even if he's not involved in production, somebody might get hold of you and say, do you want to play the kid or whatever it is that you're, that's in the program?
It's not only the opera program, but also he was part of the theater program, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you imagine yourself being an opera singer someday?
Yes.
And are you fully engaged in the opera studio? Or do you just come when you can get out of school?
I guess I'm not fully engaged in it because there's not always the place for the kid. I just go when I can.
Fair enough. Is this your first starring role as Amal?
I was in it before, actually.
In this opera.
Yes, and it was also opera studio, and I played Amal. Yeah, also.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to hear you sing. Both of you sing here in a little bit. Tell me, Ricardo, why you picked this particular production, because it does seem particularly a child's vehicle, by which I mean two things, really, a child's vehicle, and that the star is the boy, you know, a young boy. But also it's usually thought of as entertainment that families will go to, children are particularly attracted to.
I love this opera for many reasons, and we always decide the repertoire a few months before we go into the next semester. Don and I decide that. And it came to be, you know, a great idea. We thought, well, why don't we do like a miracle theme opera? So this program is called the Miracle Opera, based on Amal and also in the Sor Angelica story. I think the story of Amal and this child that is being healed by the visiting of these three wise men is a very important story for any time, especially if you have children, especially if you have, you know, some need of a miracle in your family. And I know many families who always pray for that. And I don't know if they're going to get it or not, but they seem to be waiting and waiting for that one time that things are going to get better. And I like this opera because of that, because it gives us hope that it might get better. And it will surprise us. That miracle will come to our lives and surprise us whenever we don't expect it. So I like that that setting of hope. I like that setting of inviting, and especially because it's through a child's vision. I think if we all can remember how we thought when we were children, we would be a little bit happier day by day. We start to lose that vision as we get older and with more, you know, busyness and schedules. And then you just, for one moment, you remember, when I was a child, I just thought of playing outside and, you know, and just coming out and have dinner and come go back and play again. It's a different sensation within you. And I think if you just for a moment let go of all the pressures of life, you actually bring that little bit of hope and a little bit of miracle into your life.
So in the case of Mariano playing Amal, here's the kid who's supposed to be out playing, and he's investing his time into this pretty difficult part in order to turn around and give the same sense of hope. One hopes for some folks who are in the audience. And otherwise, it's just great entertainment. What do you have to do for us, and what can you tell us about this? What's led up to this particular scene? Maybe Samantha.
We are going to be singing technically like our last duet, which is about like the last part in the opera before the closing chorus. And this is the part in the opera where the mother and Amal are, Amal's going to go on a journey, and we are eventually separated, but this is our parting duet to each other, like wash your ears, do your chores, and like I shall miss you and I shall miss you. So it's a very sweet little duet. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, it's Samantha Resser in the role of the mother and Mariano Herrera in the role of Amal from Amal and Night Visitors. Music is by Giancarlo Menotti, and at the keyboard is Matthew Gladden. This is from the production by the University of Illinois Opera Studio, which will happen tomorrow and Wednesday night at the Krannert Center in Urbana. This is Live and Local.
What to do with your crutch?
You can tie it to my back.
Don't forget to wear your hat.
I shall always wear my hat.
So, my darling, goodbye.
So, my darling, goodbye.
I shall miss you very much, very much. Wash your ears.
Yes, I promise.
Don't tell lies.
No, I promise.
Oh, I shall miss you very much.
Feed my bird.
Yes, I promise.
Watch the cat.
Yes, I promise. I shall miss you very much.
Short and very sweet with Mariano Herrera. I can't roll my double R's very well. And Samantha Resser from Amal and the Night Visitors, which is, well, will that be the first of the two operas
performed? That will be the first, yes. That will be the first of the night.
So these are both one-act operas, I guess?
Correct.
Yeah, hence you can get two operas in one night, which is not the norm by any stretch. Tomorrow and Wednesday night at 7:30 at the Caldwell Playhouse at the Krannert Center. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And the other opera that we're going to be talking about in a moment is Suor Angelica, or Sister Angelica, reference to a nun, by Giacomo Puccini. It's stunning music. Absolutely stunning music, and we have two of the actors from that. First, here is a little music, some of the orchestral music from that. It's an intermezzo that occurs in the opera. A performance here by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Herbert von Karajan.
Thank you.
That's music from the opera Suor Angelica by Giacomo Puccini, an intermezzo that is played here, was played here by the Berlin Philharmonic led by Herbert von Karajan. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our program is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruising Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. And Suor Angelica is the other opera being given by the University of Illinois Opera Studio tomorrow night and Wednesday night, Amal and the Night Visitors being the first one, and then here Sister Angelica. And, of course, Amal and the Night Visitors, a lot of hope in that opera. Suor Angelica, a little more complicated. The tone of the music you just heard is essentially the tone of the opera for much of the time. I can't exactly remember when I first heard the music, but I remember that I probably enjoyed listening to that music as much as any other of Puccini's operas. And that's saying something because his operas are so full of fabulous music. But that was really before I knew much about the story. And then I actually saw a U of I production, I don't know how many years ago that's been now. And it was pretty powerful stuff. But, you know, there's some tragedy that goes on in there. We have with us Caitlin Powell, who is playing La Zia Principessa, which means more or less the princess aunt, I guess, and then Elizabeth Thompson in the title role. Don Harris is directing this production. Give us an overview, basically, what it's about, and also maybe where does this fit in Puccini's output? It's a little uncharacteristic to
it. Yeah, this is one of three operas that he wrote as kind of a threesome, called Il Trittico with Johnny Schicchi and Il Tabarro. And so they're all one acts.
Johnny Schicchi, a comedy, Il Tabarro,
right,
I never remember
the
thing
cloak.
About.
Yeah, when I was an undergrad, we did the Trittico. And in fact, I sang Suor Angelica, which later found out was not really right for me. Mm-hmm. But you know, in an undergraduate program, if you can sing the high C's, they're like, do it. Yeah. So anyway, this takes place in a convent in Italy. And in my setting, I've upped it to the 19th century. Originally, it was the 17th century. But we have everyday life of the nuns. We open with that. Suor Angelica is late to chapel, so she has to kneel and kiss the threshold. And the bigwigs come out, the mistress of the novices and the monitor, and they do the daily list of punishments. So we go through that. And then all of a sudden, the monitor says, well, let's have some time for relaxation and, you know, some activities you would enjoy. So the nuns go about mending their clothes and washing. And Suor Angelica is actually an herbalist. She knows a lot about herbs. And in fact, one nun comes in and says, one of the sisters was stung by a bee. Suor Angelica, can you help make a potion that will help her? And she says, oh, yes, I've got the exact thing. So what is happening in the story is setting up the fact that she knows how to make several potions. The backstory is she is there because she had a child 7 years ago out of wedlock. She's from nobility, and her family being very strict and religious, and they have to keep their name in society. This was, like, horrible. They banished her to this convent. She had the child. They immediately took the boy from her, and she never saw the child again. So every day for 7 years, she's thought of nothing else but this child. Like, what does he look like? You know, I want to hold him again. So later on in the opera, a visitor comes, and all the nuns are excited. Oh, I hope it's a visitor for me. And I am the mother abbess, and I come out and say, Suor Angelica, this is for you. This is your aunt, and please mind every word that you say. Remember, the Virgin hears all your words. So the scene we're going to do partially today is their scene where the princess comes in, and essentially she is there to get Suor to sign a document, sign all her earthly belongings over to her younger sister because her younger sister's getting married. Well, Sor Angelica cannot hold her tongue any longer, and she asks about her son. Tell me something about my son. What does he look like? And sadly, the princess says, many years ago, he was stricken by an illness, and there was nothing that could be done. And she says, he's dead? Yes. This launches her into, you know, so many emotions. She weeps, and she finally sings her big aria, Senza Mamma. The poor child lived and died without ever knowing his mother, and it's really heart-wrenching. And so at the end of that, she decides, I don't want to live on this earth anymore. I want to be with my child. And so she concocts a potion and drinks it, and she poisons herself. And at the end, should I give the ending away? I mean, maybe people should come and see how it ends.
Maybe so. So, yeah. So that's not the end.
Yeah, there is a miracle at the end. A vision appears.
Perhaps not what you would expect.
Yeah.
That's got it. Mm-hmm. That makes it tantalizing, mm-hmm. doesn't it? Okay. Well, let's leave it at that.
All of this with the beautiful, gorgeous music of Puccini.
The orchestra provided here by Tim Accorso, as I say your name, and Caitlin Powell as the Princess Aunt, Elizabeth Thompson as Sor Angelica. Do we need more introduction, or will that do it?
We can go ahead and jump in.
Okay, so this is a part of a scene, but sort of an extended part of a scene, of the scene between the two of them. Live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9.
Nel silenzio di quei raccoglimenti il mio spirito par che solo
Creatura che mi vuole. Tacete, perché un altro istante questo silenzio e fino a notte per le dire vedo. La Vergine ci ascolta e lei vi giudica. Or son due anni venne colpito da fiero morbo. Tutto fu fatto per salvarlo.
E mordo.
Elizabeth Thompson as Suor Angelica and Caitlin Powell as La Zia Principessa, her aunt, and at the keyboard, Tim Accorso here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Suor Angelica will be the second of the two one-act operas presented by the University Opera Studio, performed by members of tomorrow night and Wednesday night at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts and the Caldwell Playhouse. Both performances starting at 7:30, and both of them free to anybody who wants to come. And courtesy of, I'll give a little more credit here again to the Illinois Opera Theater Enthusiasts for providing some funding for costumes and other production needs for both these productions. A quick question for both Tim and Matthew Gladden, who played for Amal. You're both in the accompanying program at the University of Illinois. What's the approach that you take to learning an opera? Do you take a full score and reduce it? Do you play from a piano reduction, or how do you go about rendering orchestral material? This is Tim, by the way.
Oh yeah, so I'm playing for SWOR, and I usually start from. I mean, it really depends on the musician, I guess, but I usually start from a reduction, and I get familiar with what's written there, and then I usually consult the full score to see what instruments are playing, which parts of the music, or if it's a short amount of time, I usually will just listen to a recording and hear which instruments play which, because it does influence the way you approach certain lines. And then with something that's in a different language, I try to translate it myself usually. And so that's been a helpful part about working with SWOR. I think it's been a good opportunity to learn a whole opera, because so many times with accompanists, we're just learning arias and that kind of stuff. And what's great about opera studios too is we actually get to perform it, which isn't usually the case. The orchestra comes in and takes over. So it's kind of nice to get to show the work that we've done too.
Matthew, is your approach similar?
Yeah, I would say it's similar. I, you know, start with the reduction as well, and then the important part is listening to a recording for me, and sometimes write in, you know, which instruments are playing where, so I know what kind of mood to present.
If you're covering an oboe line, you might play it one way, whereas if you're covering some other instrument,
sure,
you might take a different approach.
Sure, and it's important to know when, like, you have string tremolo, you know, that so you do like some sort of rumble, and then, but beyond from there, you know, beyond that, there's even some interpretation on what you can do with the reduction. You could make your own judgment calls, some notes to leave out or to add, you know, because it's, after all, it was edited by someone at some point, and you can take your artistic liberties and, you know, have it reflect what is done in the orchestra as best you can.
I remember some years ago when I was in the conducting program here, I had the gall to sign up for a class that was given at the time by, I'm frankly going to forget his name, but he was the organ professor at the time. Mm-hmm. And but it was for accompanying majors to reduce orchestral scores, uh-huh, and particularly operatic scores, and I was not a pianist and not a pianist, so I was humiliated basically in this. And I was astounded by some of these folks who could come in and just read off the score really,
sure,
rather quickly.
Sure.
And so I was just curious about your approach, because the pianist usually sits over there and gets no credit for anything, even though you really are reducing all of the orchestral magnificence of some of these scores, and I have to do it thanklessly too much of the time, and astoundingly well most of the time. So thanks to both of you. Thanks to Mariano Herrera in the role of Amal, Samantha Resser as the mother from that opera as well, and Caitlin Elizabeth, and also Ricardo Herrera and Dawn Harris, co-directors of the Opera Studio. Thanks for coming in and letting us know about it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let me just say one more thing about our show. I would like to mention a couple of the other performers that are going to be in tomorrow night, in the role of the second cast of the other cast of the mothers, Elena Negruzzo doing that role, and Melchior will be Chris Anderson and Sherry Ja. King Casper will be Devian Williams. The King Balthazar will be Riley Aino. The page will be Richard Schoenberg. And the shepherds, we have one of the shepherds here, Caitlin Powell. And along with her will be Ellen Bialik, Susan Bywaters, Kelly Necht, Danielle Pacelli, and Caitlin Richardson. And that's our cast for Amal.
Is there a doubling of Suor Angelica?
Yes, I've got a doubling, but not of the two roles you just heard. They're single cast. I mean, I think we're really lucky to have two voices like these young ladies to cover these heavy roles. I mean, Lily also sings some Wagner and Caitlin. I pretty much had to beg her voice teacher for her to sing this. thank you, Sylvia, if you're listening.
So that would be Sylvia Stone.
Yes. But some of the other roles are doubled. You know, we wanted to use as many girls as possible.
Sure. And it is all girls in that.
It's
in
all
opera.
Girls.
Yeah,
yeah.
All-girl opera, yeah. How about that? Well, it's beautiful music from both operas. And it's free. And it's, you don't have a chance to very often certainly see Suor Angelica, a little more often on Amal. I don't know if anybody else is doing that in our community, though, this season. So there you go. Tomorrow night and Wednesday night, 7:30 at the Krannert Center. For the Performing Arts in Urbana. Thanks to all for coming on Live and Local today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Kevin Kelly, and here's another. Let me mention first that our program is supported by the Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana, open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. More information is available at 359-7377. Here is the overture to another lovely opera, actually. You could call it a children's opera if you like. Sometimes some of this music sort of affiliated with Christmas time for some reason or another. Hansel and Gretel is the overture. Music by Engelbert Humperdinck, or Humperdinck, I should say. Berlin Philharmonic, once again, led by Herbert von Karajan, here on Live and Local.
Thank you.